the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons! Brad, the big noise, up here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another Tuesday edition of the Fade 5 podcast. And of course, with tickets in hand, as we always start the show, let's grab a seat on the Honk Honk Plus bus. Ton of action in the W. We're going to get to some of that in the countdown. Ton of action on the diamond as well. Maybe it's the pitch. Way to go, USA, 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 sucking against Uruguay. That was entirely too predictable. So, Lundy, you got your plate in hand. You got a buffet of betting goodness to choose from. What do you got at plus 100 odds or greater on this Tuesday?
I'm all about Merca, Brad. I'm all about Merca this week as we get ready to light the candles and blow them out. Hopefully keep all 10 fingers. And so because of that, I'll tell you what, Brad, there's a gentleman that I would like to bet on. And if you decide that you would like to bet on, let's say you want to just make him part of a parlay and you're like, yeah, I'm going to take him for a hit. Okay. I'm okay with that. Maybe you think to yourself, you know what, Nate, I can get him at plus 130 to have an RBI. Okay. Expecting it to be a high-scoring game. But let's celebrate America. Get big, people. Teoscar, yes. Hernandez.
Yes.
Yard. Give me Teoscar to go over the wall at plus 380 over at DraftKings. Couple of reasons why I like this. First of all, I just kind of like the matchup. I already told you I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. I think the over-under right now is at like 9.5, maybe, yep. Maybe a flat 9. I'm not positive where it wound up landing. But take the over. If the over-under on your favorite book is still in single digits, I want you to play the over no matter what. Just take it between Arizona and the Dodgers, because I think there's going to be a lot of scoring between the Snakes and the World Series favorites. But Teoscar Hernandez, Brad, here's part of the other reason that I like it. This is an HD bet, which stands for he's due. Dude has not had a home run in 2 weeks, and he has not homered at Chavez Ravine in 3 weeks.
Wow.
Too much power on this guy's bat for him to stay quiet for long. So I'll go ahead and give you a preview, since I know it's the holiday week. We're not gonna be with you here on the pod. I'm betting him on a home run tonight. If it doesn't happen tonight, I'm doing it again tomorrow. I'm telling you, dude is due to smack one. And when he does, he might actually do more than one in the game. But in a contest tonight, that based on the pitching matchup, based on everything at the Dodgers, I think there's going to be a lot of scoring. Give me Hernandez plus 380. If you want to go just a little smaller, take him for an RBI at plus 130.
Yeah, I like that call. It's Ryan Nelson, man. All he does is serve up hard hits, one of the highest hard hit rates in all of Major League Baseball. So excellent call on this one, my friend. Teoscar might be mentioned a little bit later on in the podcast today. Let's go with my plus money bet here on this Tuesday. Give me the under. Yeah, cue the minute work there in the background. I would live and land down under on George Kirby on strikeouts, just 5.5. Yeah, it's the Baltimore Orioles, but at a significant, oh yeah, let's get seduced by that juice there. Plus 120 odds available at BetMGM. It's all about the matchup. I know George Kirby has been magnificent at home. 10.29K per nine there at T-Mobile Park. A 2.34 ERA on this season as well at home. But he faced the Baltimore Orioles. So granted, it wasn't home. It was on the road. Only had three punchouts in that turn of the rotation back on May the 19th, and Baltimore the last couple of weeks, number 27 in all the big leagues, and strikeout percentage at 18.9%. So high contact team, Pilato crooked numbers on the board. I think he's going to go six strong in this game, which raises the likelihood. I'm going to look like a boob at the end of the night on this, but I do like the under. I think, yarr, shiver me timbers, Captain Hook comes into play. I think it's Cinco de Mayo on the strikeout total for George Kirby. That cash is under at plus 120 there at BetMGM. With those bets on the board on this Tuesday, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's go with the Mortal Enemy Parlay Play. I have nicknamed that on thegamingjuice.com. Go there right now. Sign up for a free account to get all the gory details and the written word on this particular play. But I'm going to give it to you right now as well. Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. Certainly no love lost in that relationship where they are on the floor. And they have met toe-to-toe several times. And their story careers going back to the collegiate level, of course, Reese and LSU and Caitlin Clark at Iowa. But now Reese, a member of the Chicago Sky, I say she gets at least 12 rebounds tonight. And Caitlin Clark, member of the Indiana Fever, she drops at least six dimes. I featured this prop earlier on the week on thegamingjuice.com, and that parlay straight up cash, Tommy. I think it's going to do it again. I'm still getting it at plus money, plus 103 when I built this at FanDuel Sportsbook. Look at Angel Reese. Holy mackerel, she has been Windex personified, Lundy. Somebody is just really cleaning the glass. She's averaging 13.2 rebounds per game of last month. She's gone 12 or more boards in the contest in 7 of the last 11 matchups. She's taking on the Atlanta Dream. She snagged 13 rebounds against in a matchup back on June the 8th. Atlanta has allowed the fourth most opponent rebounds per game over the last 10 contests at 35 flat. So I think Reese going to be more of the same. You're going to have to sweat this out likely in the last couple of minutes, but I think she will corral a carom and get to the needed number. Meanwhile, for Queen Caitlin, whether or not she's going to get six or more assists, all she's got to do is hit her average. She's dropping 6.9 dimes per game this season. She has done this in 7 straight games. She's going against the Las Vegas Aces. She had 7 assists against last time she faced them on May the 25th. And here's the thing about the Aces. They have given up the fourth most opponent assists per game over their last 10 at 21.8, but they are the fastest team, according to pace data, in the W. What does that mean? More possessions, more opportunities for Caitlin Clark to deliver those dimes. And hopefully her teammates are going to give her assist of their own, kiss one off the glass, and make it work there in the end. So to recap, the Mortal Enemy Parlay play back in full effect again on this two-legger. Angel Reese, 12 or more rebounds. Caitlin Clark, 6 or more assists, plus 103 at FanDuel. Good sir. Fade or follow.
Why do you keep doing this to me?
Because it keeps cashing, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, look, I told you folks, I don't study it the way that Brad does. I'm not diving into the numbers on it. I got too much to do. And frankly, my brain, it does, as I've gotten older, it doesn't work as well. And so I have to zone in on particular sports. And so the W just sort of sits over here on the shelf. I let Brad handle this one. If he says your plus 103 at FanDuel is good money, you take it.
Maybe you should take it. Hopefully we're going to stay hot. Lundy, fix your dome, bro.
Number 4.
Numero Quattro here on the Fade at 5. A countdown. Let's crank the Solaire power. And we're talking about Jorge Solaire. Give me the over on HRR, also affectionately known as Her. And that number is sitting at 1.5. He is in the ATL taking on the Bravos. A little bit heavier juice here, minus 120 at BetMGM, but still highly affordable. Lundy, I don't know if you saw the history of Jorge Soler against Ronaldo Lopez, but it is downright spectacular. They have gone toe-to-toe 19 times, and Soler, and this is real, folks, has 12 hits. That is a .632 batting average with a 1,930 OPS. To drill down more specifically, 6 extra base hits. Of those 6 extra base knocks, 3 have eclipsed the fence, totaling 8 RBI. It is utterly ridiculous. It's almost preposterous that he is that kind of a storied history against a singular pitcher. That is the case. And all I need is, you know, a hit. And maybe somebody behind him, Michael Conforto, it doesn't really matter. Maybe it's Helio Ramos. Somebody knocks him in with a hit and a run. That cashes on HRR. So loving this prop. He has done this in 4 of his last 6 games. And I know Ronaldo has been great this season. But if you peel back the layers of the onion, you look at the hard hit rate, it sits at 41.3%. So confidently play that history card with Jorge Soler over 1.5. her against the ATL minus 120 at BetMGM. Good sir. Better follow.
In truth, had it written down, took it out of my list because of the fact that you already had it set here within the Fade Five. Love the history, love the matchup. Three doubles, three home runs that he's done. You already talked about the overall average with the 12 hits that he's had, and the fact that you've got half of those that have managed to go for extra bases. Yeah, I think this is a smart play with Soler. Take advantage of it while you can. I don't know that there's going to be a ton of scoring in this game. I think the over-under is at 8.5. I'd probably lean to the under on it. But if San Francisco is going to do anything on the scoreboard, it's going to involve Soler. And the nice thing is, even if they can't manage to get the runs early on, he could still wind up with a couple of knocks, and that gets you the same thing on the HRR. So I think this juice should be higher. I would expect it to be 135, 140. The fact you can do minus 120 over at BetMGM, smart play. Like I said, he was on my radar. If you want to play, if you think there might be some scoring, you want to play him for an RBI, it's plus 170. I'd probably lean more towards him scoring a run than necessarily having the RBI. But this, I think, is a good play, even with the Giants on the road in the ATL.
Lash out once again on Ronaldo Lopez, Mr. Soler.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the Fade Five Countdown. Wrote about this exact SGP on thegamingjuice.com today. My MLB play of the day, though, one and two or even more enticing. Stick around for that a little bit later on in the countdown. But numero tres on the countdown between the White Sox and the Cleveland Guardians. This one played at Progressive Field on this SGP. Simple two-legger. Give me Josh Naylor to drive home a couple of total bases. So over 1.5 in that category. And give me the Guardians to score the victory on the money line. If put those hands together, a cool plus 165. Awfully enticing there at BetMGM. You look at Josh Naylor, Lundy. A guy is facing Chris Flexen. He's seen it four times in his big league career, and he's got a pair of knocks against him, one for an extra base hit. Flexen just royally stinks against left-handed hitters, which Naylor is. He has given up a .282 batting average and .933 OPS on this season. You look at Naylor, a sky-high ISO rate at .256, so the guy's got some mammoth power. He's got 20 bombs on the air. This could be a home run, and honestly, all we got to have him do is split a gap. He does have 5 home runs over the last 30 days. He has done this a handful of times over the last 10 days as well. And again, it's Chicago. Even if Flexen miraculously goes like 5 or 6 fairly clean innings, the bullpen trots in and they're likely to give it up. So Josh Naylor, love him on this leg over 1.5 total bases. And the Guardians get the victory. The White Sox have 8 stinking wins on the road this year. That is it. And Cleveland, I believe, is like 26-9 straight up at home. And they still have that bitter taste on the tongue. They dropped 3 of 4 games on the South side earlier this season. So they got to right some of those wrongs. So again, put all together, Naylor over 1.5 total bases. Cleveland on the money line, plus 165, baby, at BetMGM. Good sir, fade or follow.
Yeah, you're right about Cleveland. Sitting with single digits in terms of home losses this season with 9. And number 10 is most definitely not going to be happening today. Take Naylor for the total bases. Take Cleveland on the money line. This is a really smart play with the plus odds that you can get at BetMGM. This is an easy two-legger to take advantage of. Continue to pick on the White Sox on the road. I told you to do the same thing with the Rockies earlier this season. Always take the home team and take them on the run line with the Rockies. And if you've been paying attention to the spreadsheet, we've been tracking that one, and we're up about 3 units over on the course of the season. Be even bigger if you start talking about the White Sox, because they're even worse on the road than Colorado.
Hey, want to pile up more units? Go to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up for an account. It's absolutely free. We got all kinds of Major League Baseball plays. My free spreadsheet lives there. Lundy's also lives there. Always free, always transparent. Check it out, thegamingjuice.com. We got soccer content, Joe Lago, the EIC. Drop it, even boxing picks if you're into such activities. WNBA plays. And, of course, our NFL Gamers Guide. You'll pay a dime. You got team previews, fantasy football early ranks, along with some season-long props and more. Check it out right now, thegamingjuice.com. Click converse, and cash. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the Fade at Five Countdown. Another one of my favorite parlay plays of the day. I love chasing outs props, Lundy, in Major League Baseball. A lot of sweating and pulling up at the wrong places, and you get burned sometimes because mysteriously coaches will come out. The manager will like yank a guy at 5 2/3 innings. He needs a single out more. That is it. The pitch count is looking great. But for whatever reason, he gets the hook. Trots in somebody for the bullpen because he's trying to maximize a stupid ass matchup and he get a loser. So hopefully that will not come into play.
Oh, tonight. Yeah. Heaven forbid a manager should do their job, Brad.
I don't care, manager, man. It's a 162 game season and I need winners, including this one. Mitch Keller giving the over on 17.5 outs. The Pirates taking on the STL and the Cardinals. And then give me George Kirby. We've seen some live movement. It opened at 17.5. I was over on that because I think he's going to go six innings exactly. So as a result, I am fading him here. Give me the under on the current line, 18.5 outs. So Keller over 17.5 outs, Kirby under 18.5 outs. You put those together, plus 114 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Keller has done this, Lundy, going six innings in eight of his last nine games. He is at home, where he has a spectacular 2.35 ERA, 3.14 strikeout to walk split as well. And he's already had some success against St. Louis this season. Went six innings and a start in the STL back on June the 13th. I think it's going to be more of the same. Meanwhile, the under 18.5 outs for Kirby, as I mentioned, I think he goes six innings exactly against one of the hottest hitting teams in the bigs, and that is the Baltimore Orioles. How hot are the boys in orange and black? Well, the O's are number two in WRC Plus here last couple of weeks. Kirby in Baltimore earlier this season, and it was a start back on May the 19th, went six innings exactly. He didn't walk anybody. I'll say that. I don't think the strikeouts are going to pile up. As I mentioned at the top of the show, you might say, well, Brad, he's probably going to go at least 6 1/3 as a result of it. I'm not counting on that, just given the heavy lumber that the Orioles wield. And you look at Kirby, too. He's been under this prop in 12 of 17 starts. So to recap, two-legger parlay play, numero dos here, the Fade Five Countdown. Mitch Keller, give me the over 17.5 outs against the Lou, and give me George Kirby under 18.5 outs against the representatives from Charm City. Plus 114 at DraftKings. Good, sir. Fade. Or follow.
Anybody else want to hit rewind on this podcast and remember Brad saying that he thought Kirby was going to go six strong?
Six strong. And six strong. That's it. Not a single out more. I think the pitch count could be at like 95. And he's
Oh, my goodness. I love watching you play with fire. And all we're doing.
I'm already sweating, Lundy.
All we're doing is going between the plus bus and number two. And you're already doing this.
I know. It's crazy. I'll play in the middle, man.
You're nuts, dude. You're nuts. Just on principle, I'm just going to fade you. I think you're going to get screwed on one of these. I have to fade you. You're disparaging managers for doing their job. And a minute, just like literally like 12 minutes ago, even 13 minutes ago, you're talking about Kirk. No, I'm fading you just because, you clown.
Congratulations on a perfect game, George Kirby.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade Five podcast. Yes, my top play of the day, and it favors the Colorado Pebbles of all teams. Why? The miserable, the lousy, the no good Dallas Keuchel is towing the rubber at Coors Field for the Milwaukee Brewers. He is back and he is so unspectacular. That's why I'm going to take the over on earned runs, and it's a sky high number at 3.5, but it's a plus money. Are you kidding me? Dallas Keuchel is a pitching machine in human form. All he does is soft toss straight liners that the opposition crushes in the outfield or over the wall. So plus 110 at BetMGM for him to give up four earned runs. I say yes and please. Colorado is just number 29 or 27, I should say, WRC plus inside Coors this season, which is so uncharacteristic of them, and number 26 in the category the last couple of weeks. But it's Dallas Keuchel. In his return start, against the Texas Rangers. Here was his line, Lundy. Four innings pitched, eight hits, a walk allowed, two home runs given up, and five earned runs. The Rockies are going to look like Larry Walker and Andres Galarraga and Dante Bichette out there laying the lumber against this guy who just royally stinks. I can't believe he's in a rotation. On top of that, too, 11.74 career ERA in two starts at Coors. So put all together, the suck factor of Dallas Keuchel with the Rockies, though I know they're wielding two picks, not real Major League Baseball bats, and coming off that clunker inaugural effort to this season, I say the Brewer gives up over 3.5 earned runs. My number one play of the day in Colorado, your backyard, Lundy, +110 at BetMGM. You sour on the Rockies all the time. Are you buying fade or follow?
Well, yeah, we're going to be giving up some runs. We're going to talk about that coming up here in bonus time. So, yes, I absolutely would take the over there. The over-under in the game itself is sitting at a flat 11.
Over!
I would lean to the over as well. What I probably would try to do if I really wanted to, I'd get into BetMGM, DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever, and I'd mess around a little bit with the same game parlay. I might bring that total down to like 9.5 and then play the over, put it with a couple of hits props or something like that. But Keuchel sucks when he comes here. You already gave the stats. I looked it up earlier. He just gets hosed by the altitude. And you've got some hitters for Colorado that are looking good. The Rockies' problem is not their hitting, folks. It's their pitching. And that's the reason why they keep losing these games. That's why they got such a bad road record, a la the White Sox. You put all the guys for the Rockies can hit. Blackman can hit. Rymack can hit. Diaz, yep. Tovar. I can keep going, yep, down the list. They can all hit. The problem is they just keep giving up too many runs, and that's why they keep losing games. Take Keuchel. Take the over on the 3.5. Take the plus odds at BetMGM. Great play. For the first time in a few weeks, I actually agree with you about number one.
Oh, shocking.
Sometimes I don't like where you put them. Sometimes I sit back and I'm like, well, you know, I would have put that one at number one, and you've got it at number four. This time I agree. This is the best play you've given out so far today.
Shocker. I thought for sure you're going to be back in the Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark as the number one play of the day, given your depth of knowledge there in the WNBA. But Luddy's got
it. Well, what I've realized out of the WNBA, and I understand this, there aren't as many teams, which means these guys keep playing each other. Just like
they do.
It's just like it's a merry-go-round set to 10, and it's just because you're just playing the same people all the time. Because I'm like, oh, this would be like if Bird and Magic were playing each other every third day.
It is, but it's spectacular because there are a lot of consistencies in that league. See the Storm and the Wings as Seattle once again blasted that ass of Dallas last night, and Daddy cashed in a little light parlay as a result. Regardless, Sonny, that's all in the past. We got to look ahead. Bonus time, bonus time. What else do you have on your plate today?
Well, I already gave you the number that I was talking about with the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. By the way, I just checked it, and as of tape time, so it's moved from 8.5 to a flat 9, but the over on the 9 between the D-backs and the Dodgers is even money, +100, as of right now. So basically, moving from 8.5, which is where it opened, up to 9. If you play the over, you got an option for a push, but if they get to 10 runs, it's even money. So I would play that one. I added that one to the list just now. Let me give you a couple more here that we want to do. How about some strikeouts? Which, by the way, I'm looking at you, DraftKings. They took it down. They took it down. DraftKings does not have strikeout props for batters. It's gone. You know, yeah, I don't know if they just haven't populated it. Maybe they didn't pay. Maybe they didn't feed the
list.
It's not there, but it is there at BetMGM. So two-legger for you, +113 on this two-legger for strikeouts. I know he just finished off the hit streak, but if you look deeper, he's got strikeouts galore, and that's Brian Reynolds of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Give me him to wind up with a K. He has had 12 at-bats lifetime. Who the hell's on the bump for St. Louis? Why can't I remember? Who the hell's pitching?
Is it Kyle Gibson by chance?
Gibson, thank you. Anyway, Reynolds has 12 at-bats against him, and he struck out 5 times out of those 12 at-bats. Add to that Lane Thomas of Washington Nationals to have a K as well. Going up against Sean Manaea, he's got 8 at-bats, He's only 2-for-8 lifetime, 3 strikeouts. And in fact, in 2 games last season against Sean Manaea, in the 2 games that he faced Manaea, he struck out 3 times over the course of that. So give me Lane Thomas for a K. Give me Brian Reynolds for a K. You put those two together over at BetMGM, you can get them at plus 113. Hey, DraftKings, wake up. Put your strikeout props back in the options for us. Alex Bregman, give me the total bases over for the Houston Astro at plus 110 at DraftKings. I was kind of surprised to see that one sitting at a plus 110. I just like the matchup that he's got. You're talking lifetime with a couple of doubles, a couple of home runs in the mix as well. I know they're on the road against Toronto, but I'll still take him to take the total base props at the plus 110. Speaking of Bregman, I'm going to build a 2-legger, and if you're feeling frisky, a 3-legger. Some of you are already on vacation this week because of the holiday, and so you might already be 16 beers deep by the time you're watching this podcast over on YouTube on the Fade 5 channel. So let me give you this one. Talking about Alex Bregman, give me Bregman over on his HRR. Give me Ryan McMahon over on his HRR. You put those two together right now, plus 178. Ooh. Oh, that is sexy. But wait, there's more. If you want to make it a 3-legger, add in Rafael Devers on his HRR. So again, HRR, I like all three of these guys. If you just want to do them individually and you don't want to build parlays and build casinos, because that's what parlays do, you can skip them. It's okay. But Devers, Bregman, and Ryan McMahon, if you do all three of those guys on the over on their HRR of 1.5, it is plus 363.
Wow, work the shoulders, Lundy.
Oh, my goodness. I just kind of want to sit and bask in the glory of that particular payday. All right. Couple more for you here real quick. Ryan Feltner is on the bump for the Rockies this evening. Second most stolen bases allowed in Major League Baseball so far this season. The only guy who's done more is Corbin Burns. So with Feltner there and Milwaukee, who as a team is second in the league in stolen bases, there are a couple of different ways you can play this. If you want to go over to DK and you want to play the stolen base prop, Bryce Turang over, plus 165 for him to have a stolen base. Christian Yelich, plus 275 for a stolen base. But if you don't want to worry about who is going to swipe the bag, which you can do, over at Caesars, it's the only place I told you guys about this, I think either early in the season or late last year. Caesars will actually let you bet on total stolen bases, either in a game or for a team, where you actually don't have to isolate who is going to get the stolen base. You just have to do how many. For Milwaukee to have at least 2 stolen bases in the game is minus 103 at Caesars. So there's any number of ways you can play that. I think Turang's going to get on base, and I think he's going to swipe one against Feltner. So that's plus 165. I think it's highly likely that Yelich does the exact same thing, and that's plus 275. But you can also jump over to Caesars and just say, give me 2 stolen bases for Milwaukee in the game. Again, Feltner, number 2 in Major League Baseball. He has allowed 17 stolen bases this season, second only to Corbin Burns. So I love Milwaukee to be swiping bags left and right at Coors. And Brad and I have already told you, we think this is going to be a high-scoring game. We think we're going to see dudes on base. And if that's the case, you can steal against the Rockies because their pitchers are just like, hey, I wonder what's over. Oh, look, a squirrel. I mean, they're not paying any attention to what the hell's going on the base paths. So I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, let's go to the team White Most Parlay play of the day on this SGP. Let's go out west, shall we? Giving the Dodgers on the money line, taking on those Arizona Diamondbacks, in which Lenny feels this is going to be a higher scoring affair. That is Lake Numero Uno. Give me Ryan Nelson, Lake Numero Dos, for 4 more hits allowed. Give me Ryan Nelson, Lake Numero Tres, for 1 or more walks. And Lake Numero Cuatro, already teased it, Teoscar Hernandez. I don't care if it's a home run. I hope it is, for Lundy's sake. All I need is a hit. find a gap. So Dodgers money line, Nelson four more hits, Nelson a walk, Hernandez a hit, plus 138 there at DraftKings. A little bit of background, Dodgers number 9 WRC plus here last couple of weeks. Arizona at number 20 in that category over the same span. They're split right down the middle of the season series, 3-3, and Bobby Miller is going to be on the bump for the Dodgers. He's yet to allow an earned run, though he's only had 6 home innings this season. But still, I think the bat's going to be showing up. Why? Because Ryan Nelson is no bueno. I think he's going to give up at least 4 hits. In fact, he's given up at least 5 hits in 12 of 14 games this year. He gave up 5 hits against the Dodgers and on the last turn of the rotation. On May the 22nd, he's got a 5.20 ERA in his last 5. He's got a 43.8% hard hit rate, 10.4% barrel rate. Again, the Dodgers, number 9 in WRC plus the last couple of weeks. I think Nelson will give up at least those 4 hits. Leg numero tres, Nelson, one or more walks. He issued 3 walks in that last start against the Dodgers in late May. LAD, number 6 in base on balls percentage the last couple of games at 9.3%. That's going to be more of the same, just that one walk from Nelson. And then Teoscar, Luddy said he's due, and I'm feeling that. He's only batting .190 the last 15 days. But here's the key, Lundy. Ryan Nelson is giving up a .373 batting average to right-handed hitters. That is insane in the membrane.
Yeah, and look, I also pointed this out. The fact that he's back home, I just think everything is aligned for Teoscar to wind up bouncing back and getting a little bit more on track. You talked about the 190. His batting average is down from the peak of like 267. He's coming to, this is, you go home, Chavez Ravine, you're taking on a guy that is just throwing softballs and putting them on a tee for you. And I think Teoscar's going to do it. And I'm going to be a broken record. I already told you, if he doesn't get the home run today, I'm going to turn around and bet it again tomorrow.
Yeah, good call there. All right, elsewhere, Boone is time. Couple more plays. How about the Fighting Grimaces? They keep winning. They almost gave it up last night in extras after posting 6 runs in the 10th inning, but they did squeeze it out against Washington 9-7. That's the Miracle Mets. All this 3-legger giving the Mets on the money line against the Nats yet again, and DJ Hers, who is going to be on the mound for the Nationals. So the Mets, I think, get the victory. JD Martinez gets a hit, and then going the other side of the ledger, Harold Ramirez, who was recently acquired from the Tampa Bay Rays, I think gets a hit for the Nats. So those 3 legs put them together, plus 120. The Mets have won 9 of their last 10 games, 13 of the last 17 since Grimace threw out that first pitch against the Marlins a couple of weeks ago. As far as JT Martinez goes, gets LHPs this season, he's batting .310. And he is going to be facing a left-handed pitcher to start this game. And he's got an eye hit in 8 of his last 10. And then looking at Harold Ramirez, a guy that also tees off against LHPs. And that is going to be Sean Manaea taking the ball for the Mets. He's batting .309 against southpaw pitchers. 2-for-3 lifetime against Manaea. And is riding a 5-game hit streak. So to recap, Mets money line, JD Martinez hit, Harold Ramirez hit, plus 120. And final play, Mitch Spence. He pitches for the Oakland F's. I'm going to take the under on 17.5 outs at a minus 115 juice, taking on the LA Angels. He just faced the Angels, and he only went 5 1/3 innings in that game. So only had 16 outs, gave up 6 earned, 8 hits, and a walk. A guy has been under this in 5 of 8 starts this season. I don't care if LAA is towing barely the top 20 in WRC plus the last couple of weeks. Recency bias is a hell of a drug. They just lit him up. They're going to do it again. So Spence under 17.5 outs on a minus 115 juice. All right, we are out of breath and out of time here on the Feed at 5 podcast. Who is favorite? Would you kindly follow us on the X, where we're always trying to give it to you. Follow Lundy at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos, and drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now. Read all of our excellent daily content and sign up for a free account today. Until next time, as always, happy 4th of July. Fade or follow, that is up to you.